This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. You better you bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you. 1 hour away from the 2024 NFL Draft here on Draft Day. A lot of NFL draft conversation this hour. All our bets for tonight as well this hour. But first, a market update. Ken Barkley is here with our market update. Hello, Ken.
Hi. 61 degrees here in Connecticut. I'm Ken Barkley. The only thing that's really, I wasn't sure we'd have anything to report when we get to this time. This was, if we go to like a year ago and how the markets functioned, very little was happening even now. And we had no idea who the second overall pick was going to be. No one had bet CJ Stroud yet. That hadn't happened. It was a really slow few hours, but you would get like rumors and stories. And we've had that too today with the Rams, the Niners with Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk being shopped maybe. That stuff's all really interesting in terms of prices that have changed. The only significant movement in the last hour or so has been more money has come in on Drake May to be the third overall pick. At this particular offshore, he's currently minus 475 now to be the third overall pick. I would say that's about the biggest price we've seen on him this week.
I think he got
out like pretty big, 400, 450, I think. Maybe not even 475. Maybe it's semantics, but like out to about as big a favorite to go three as he's been. This can be for a bunch of different reasons, right? It can be kind of just like guessing. That's fine. It can be speculative. Because I think it's, again, there's this crux. Like it's again, I get that it sucks to bet and not know this. Nobody knows. Like, okay, the Giants are offering to go to three. What are the Patriots going to say? And if they don't know what they're going to say, then you don't. And then the market doesn't, but we can guess and we can give an educated guess. You could also say, well, actually, I feel really confident based on whatever you've read that I think if the Patriots stay, they will also take Drake May. And if you feel like that's true, and then the trade up is almost certainly for Drake May with the Giants, that would lead you to bet Drake May to go third. It's almost just the confidence you have in whatever information you could have. This could be stuff that you read that's public. This could be stuff that you have that it's not. Whatever it is, it could just be that. The idea that it, because again, we played this out with the probabilities last hour. If you think May is more in play for the Patriots than McCarthy is, then you bet him to go third because all the trade ups seem like they're for him, and the Giants trade up's the most notable one, and that we think they definitely want Drake May. So that would be why you bet him, because all the trade is for him, and if the stay is more for him, then you actually get to a price like this when that happens. Even if you think a trade is like a 50-50 proposition, I don't think anybody quote knows. That's not what's happening. I would argue I don't think anybody knows what the second overall pick, and that's what's happening. Jane Daniels is minus 1,000. It's going to be announced tonight. If you knew, you'd bet minus 1,000 for a lot over and over and over and over and over again, and you'd have more money in a few hours. So, like, I don't think that's known yet. And that's just my guess, but, like, I think I'm okay at this stuff. I don't think that's known yet either. Just like three isn't known yet. To be fair, like, Caleb Williams is minus 23,000. And if you knew, you'd bet minus 23,000 and get paid in 90. Like, it just, again, as the time horizon shrinks on this, if you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you just know. Not if you, like, saw a tweet. If you knew. Wouldn't matter. Wouldn't matter what the price was. It's, like, literally coming up in an hour or two. So, yeah, May to go third, bet out a little more. The last
I've
thing
got
that
something.
I'll just add. Great.
I've got
I want to do my last thing. As May gets bet out more, if you're like, well, if he's going to go, like, play out the permutation. If he's going to go third, it's going to be May. If it's like, oh, man, now it seems more likely that he's going to go third. The obvious companion bet to that is McCarthy's over on 5.5, because the only thing that you have to dodge then by betting that, and that's much priced much more reasonably, -130, -140 on McCarthy's over, the only thing you have to dodge in that situation is a trade for the fourth overall pick and the fifth overall pick to draft JJ McCarthy. And then if he gets to six, you win. So even if the Patriots traded, for example, and they picked sixth, great. If you feel confident that the Vikings would not trade up, as has been rumored, that maybe they're, quote, cooling, again, to use that quote. If you believe that, you don't have to believe it, you can say that's BS. If you believe that, then who's the team that's trading to 4 or 5 for J.J. McCarthy? You'd be like, well, do the Patriots, like, people are like, well, the Patriots will trade down and then trade back up again. Do they have to? Who's in the way? Who wants J.J. McCarthy that's going to come up to 4 and 5 that's not the Vikings, if you think the Vikings aren't going to do it? So again, like, as May gets bet more, there are dominoes here, and it's not that McCarthy has to go later. That is the obvious companion bet, because McCarthy can't go third if he's not, if Drake May is going third. And then it's who for him. That's I think what everybody's trying to figure out. So again, just interesting, like, to watch this kind of push and pull with the third overall pick. I would say we are definitely not currently in, like, somebody knows territory with any of this stuff. The second overall pick, I don't even think we're there yet.
For what it's worth, I'm not reporting anything. This could be, it does not have to be right. Someone who I would consider to have a decent amount of knowledge about the Giants, it's like they are like thinks that the move to three is going to happen. The person can be wrong. My right. guesses can the people that are betting Drake May, like,
think that's happening.
Thinks that it's the Giants and the Giants are going to take him. Exact yes.
Right. Okay. Do you want to? As a companion to that piece of information, which again is kind of what I said, right? Like, if you think the trades are for him, and you think that, and I thought if you think the Patriots are more likely to take him than you did before, you'd bet. And to add your permutation, if you thought a trade was imminent, then you would bet Drake May, because when the trade happens, Drake May's the third overall pick. It happens at that exact moment that you know the trade is going to happen. Just based on the reporting that's out there, and, like, I've heard a couple things too. Like, it's like Drake May is who the Giants want, is, like, seemingly what everyone who knows anything says. Okay. I think we should do a mock where Drake May goes three to the Giants then, right now.
Okay. Ready? So, Caleb. Yeah. Daniels.
Yep.
It's going to be May.
Seemingly.
I should be just, like, 10 seconds on this. Like, how pumped should I be as a Giants fan if Drake May is what happens?
Rather than, like, not get a chance to roll the dice, you have been handed dice and you get to roll them on a quarterback. You should feel great about it. You always want to roll the dice.
Yeah. Well, especially because the current dice we have are snake eyes.
That's correct.
Okay. So May Giants. Okay. Which means that now McCarthy is
six.
And McCarthy is the quarterback you'd want to trade for potentially.
Yes. McCarthy is the only quarterback available after three. Penix and Knicks are too, but you get the idea.
Okay, so here's the question. How much do you buy the report that the Vikings have cooled on trading up for J.J. McCarthy?
I buy it in that I'm at least aware of it versus seemingly having, there's, like, no obstacle to the Vikings trading up before. It at least calls into question that they would trade.
So, okay, so now, like, if you are the Minnesota Vikings or Team X, unknown, the Patriots trade down to six, like, we assume, it's like an educated guess, that they would take McCarthy if McCarthy were there at six. So yes. Your shots are 4 and 5 to trade up.
If you want McCarthy, you got to beat the
Patriots. If you want J.J. McCarthy, you have to beat the Patriots for him. So, like, do we collectively feel strong enough that the Vikings do not want to? Honestly, like, my answer to that question is no.
Yeah.
I don't feel good enough
about
that.
There's a difference between, like, do I want to go click the button or just, look, I mean, you agree with me, right? Like, if May goes to minus 1,000, then McCarthy's over becomes more valuable because you remove three. Even if
Yes,
you think he
fuck,
could go four and
definitely.
five, it's a
Yes.
no-brainer, right? And then it's just, well, what should that price be? Because four and five are still possible. I mean, so like, give me like the Nick Kostos back of the notebook guess. Percentage chance that any team trades to four or five for McCarthy.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is like guessing a series price in the NBA. You don't have to be right. Just like what percent chance?
Honestly, like I don't. The only team that I'm thinking about is Minnesota, and I think it's over 50%.
Yeah, I was gonna say 50. I think that's like a reasonable way to start. Maybe they're in,
I'll
maybe
say
they do it,
50,
maybe they wouldn't.
I'll say 51, more
Yeah.
than 50.
Okay. So if God, you know what that means then. If you really think it's 50, then you gotta bet McCarthy under 5.5. Because plus money. And if you don't want to bet that, then you might not think that.
I can't imagine the Minnesota Vikings go into this year with Sam, with just Sam Darnold. I think you
What if
can't
they went
do
into the
it.
year with Michael Penix at 11?
Okay, I don't buy that though.
You don't buy what about it don't you buy? That they even like him or that they pick him at 11 or what? So
I don't.
all of it?
I just keep going back to like what Amico has said, and like I guess he can be wrong, right? He doesn't have to be right. Just that like players like that never go high. But I mean, the Vikings are desperate, I think. But if they're desperate, then like then
Go get J.J. McCarthy.
or maybe like they it's the
Maybe they
difference
prefer
is
Penix to
negligible between the
McCarthy.
two, or maybe it's that they prefer him. Like maybe they like McCarthy a little bit more. Don't want to pay the price to go up and trade for him.
Right. Comfortable taking Penix. This is essentially like a regurgitation of or a paraphrasing of the Jeremiah mock blurb yesterday too on this, which is yeah, like maybe they do, but they're not gonna pay for it. So okay, like is it 50? All right, let's do it again. Is it 50% that a team that any team trades to four or five for McCarthy? Is it 50%? There's less.
I think it's 50.
Okay. Because I think as May gets more likely to be three, people are going to bet McCarthy over aggressively.
I would
Then
too.
you have to bet the under. If you think that. Yeah, and I'm not saying I'm not even holding your feet to the fire that you have to think that in a half hour or an hour, but this is what's about to happen. This is the game that's about to be played, and you're gonna have to make that decision.
All right. So May 3rd to the Giants for
Harrison.
Harrison.
Because remember, if maybe Minnesota's making a call, I think they're the only ones making a call. So it's Minnesota's making a call, or no one's making a call to Arizona. So that's, I mean, you have to mock Harrison here then.
It's the only thing that's scaring me off from like Minnesota going to four, like to four to ensure that they get Harrison, or excuse me, McCarthy, is like, is the Jeremiah thing about Penix. That's it.
Do you think we have to put in the range of outcomes that the Patriots trade from 6 to 4 to make sure they get McCarthy? Because they're freaked out.
I don't know if they're like smart enough, like they think like they are like capable of executing this, but it's possible, yeah.
has to be in the range of outcomes, right? We know they like McCarthy. They're moving down. We would presume they would want to take a quarterback. That's like kind of in the tone of everything in the offseason. I think that, I mean, I'm sure what some of the discussion with Kraft, Wolf, Gerard Mayo, whatever, everybody in the room is like, if we have McCarthy rated the best of the guys, but like we would rather take the trade, like, is everybody sure that we could go to six and still get him, or do we have to do something? I'm sure that's like a huge part of the conversation with everything that's come out. And I mean, and put yourself in that room. Like what would your answer be? Like, you know, Jonathan Kraft's like, hey, Nick, if we go to six, do you think we'll get JJ McCarthy? Like, you're saying 50-50. That's like what your answer is right now. 50-50 that you're going to get him. I mean, it's crazy.
Because if you had asked me this, like, literally 24 hours ago, I would have said, like, Vikings will trade up for him. But then, like,
75%, 80%.
Does Jeremiah pull that out of his derriere?
Yeah, like, I think the jarring part about that is, like, the consensus in everything was Vikings to 4-5 for McCarthy. And then he throws that at you the night before.
And let me find Schrager's mock.
Has to at least be considered. Just has to at least be considered. I'm not saying it's like he's right or I don't buy that at all. Just it's more information now. That's all. I think that's why we're kind of having trouble getting off 50-50 for this. Because it's just like, it's basically, again, it's like, who do you trust? Like, do you buy that?
That's Schrager has the Vikings trading to 7 for J.J. McCarthy.
Right.
But in this mock, the Patriots stand pat at 3, and in this, the one that we're doing right now, the Giants have moved up and the Patriots have gone back.
Because seemingly it's more likely now that they're going to make the trade than it was before. But then even when Schrager did his mock, to be fair to him.
I don't think if Drake May keeps getting bet out, like I don't know that I would want to bet the McCarthy
that's
over.
Fine. But I think that's the companion bet, right?
Would you?
And so like. So what's the price on it right now? Because I have to know that to know what my answer is. Like, let's say I got first crack at it when May got bet. Over 5.5 minus 140.
Okay.
How can I say yes when it's just the Jeremiah blurb? How can I say yes to that? That's the only thing pulling against that. So on one hand, it's, we know the Vikings want McCarthy. Ton of mocks have them trading up. On the other hand, it's this report.
Also, like, this is the Giants May 3 scenario. This isn't the Patriots May 3 scenario.
Right. That's what I'm saying, like. But I think that's your decision. And I do think if May gets bet more to go 3, you'll see that price move even more. I do think that.
This draft's ridiculous.
It's just really fun. It's just really fun to talk it out. You're not going to know for sure. You're going to have to make a choice.
We should probably clear bets for tonight next, right?
I guess so.
All right. Coming up next, bets for tonight, and we'll get back to the NFL draft.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.